Welcome to a special edition of This Is Only a Test. We're here to talk about Radeons. Stay tuned. Well, the Wednesday podcast crew, Gay Witta, Brad Shoemaker, Norm Chan, myself. We are here because Norm has spent a lot of time testing the brand new Radeon 6870 and 6850.
Yes.
I'm so excited that new high-end video cards are coming out, Norm.
Wait, what?
Huh?
I never promised that.
What?
I never promised high-end video cards were coming out.
5870
new
was high-end.
New video cards are coming out.
So 6870 is high-end too, right?
You are wrong.
Fuck. Really? They NVIDIA'd up the naming scheme?
I don't know what you want to call it.
Jokes?
So previously, this is the Radeon HD's, I guess you can call it, it started at 3000, right? When they changed the naming scheme because it was the 9800 and then
they've been pretty consistent
the X800 and then it was a 3000, 4000, 5000. Now it's a 6000 series. And within those, the X800s have always been high end. X700s have been mainstream slash budget.
Meaning like $100 to $250.
But that's also – and there's always been two within those, right? The 70s and the 50s. And then the X900 has always been the dual GPU super, super high
If they end. Did that. They didn't do that in the 50s. Oh, I guess they did do it in the 5970. Okay.
5970. I have it one in the office right now.
Yes. Okay.
With the 6000 series, what it looks like and what I can say – because there are also other embargoes for things that we can't talk about.
You've got embargoes inside embargoes?
Yep. We only go two levels down. I have the 6870 and the 6850. Conventional wisdom would say 6870 is a new architecture and going to be a new high-end. It's like the new competitor for the GTX 480, right? Faster, whatever, cheaper.
Okay.
It is not.
Is this based on Evergreen still? The 15
no,
core?
No, it's all Northern Islands.
Okay.
The 6870.
Worst code name ever, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sandy Beach is also pretty bad.
Sandy Bridge is
oh,
the
Sandy
worst.
Sandy Bridge.
One.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Sorry.
6870, performance wise, I'm just going to talk about performance.
Okay.
Is equal to the 5850.
Wow.
Wrap your head around that for a second.
Huh?
Well, what's the point of that then?
It's the replacement for the 5850. A little more efficient, a little better in DX11.
So this is – they're testing out new technology before they spin it to the high end.
So this is a very NVIDIA-esque move then, right?
6870 is a replacement for the 5850, and the 6850 is going to be slightly lower than that, better than the 5770. They've moved a half step down.
So that's kind of better than the 5830 too?
Better than 5830.
I don't like that number system though. Usually if the first digit ticks up –
it's faster.
I would expect that's a good performance jump.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
So
this seems super shady to me.
There is nothing now in this new generation so far that we can
that we know of
that is a replacement for the 5870.
Right. So are you saying that in across these new 66 the most powerful ATI card is not to be found in the 6000 series?
That is out today, Thursday. That's or Friday, whenever you listen
to it. So the 5870 remains the high-end.
High-end single GPU
5970.
ATI, and the 5970 remains the best ATI video card, AMD video card, that you can buy at this particular time.
So how
time
do these
right
cards
now.
Compare to the GTX 460?
We don't have GTX 460s in the office.
Oh, I probably should have bought one of those.
I have a 460 at my house.
They'd compare it to the 460.
Oh, okay.
In terms of their numbers and their benchmarks, that's what they're pitting them against.
Okay.
The 460s.
Got it.
Huh. As someone who just bought a 5870 a while ago,
you feel pretty good.
I actually feel quite, you know.
You made a good decision.
You have a nice warm, fuzzy feeling.
And anyone,
I should have been waiting for this.
Vinny to wait.
Waiting, it turns out, was the wrong advice.
Oh,
Gary.
Oh, no.
Gary's impulsive.
Waiting might not be bad because, you know.
There will be new stuff in the future.
There are high end 6000 cards, right? On the way.
AMD has not announced any high end 6000 cards, right? But it would be insane for them not to have.
I mean, they engineered an entirely new core for this
6000.
Right?
It's still 40 nanometer. Hmm. It is a tick. They don't believe in the TikTok Intel method of, you know, new architecture then die size reduction.
Right.
It is just tick, tick, tick. So they because just, they don't, they're not a fab company anymore.
Hold on, is Tick the big one or the little one?
Tick is the little one. Talk is the big one.
So they're saying constant increments.
Constant increments because they're not a fab company anymore, and they're all relying on TSMC's chips and their processing. So they're not confident in mass producing because they want high yields.
I mean, HEI has consistently done their die shrinks and things like that on mid-range parts so that they work out the kinks. And they don't end up in the GTX 480 situation that NVIDIA did where they had this massive monolithic die on a new process.
Low yields and with terrible DDP, yields ridiculous.
And bad clock speeds and all that.
So here's the good news. The good, news is that it is faster. If you compare – if you're in the market for a 5850, if you were, right? This card, the 6870, is very overclockable. It retails at $239.
Wow.
Hmm.
Which is
compared
which
to the 5850? 5850
is around 250.
Okay.
Pretty much what I paid for that 460. Did I make a mistake?
So I think you might have made a mistake.
You bought that 3 months ago.
I did buy it in July.
Exactly. Yeah, so right now they're launching MSRP 239. Their partners are absolutely going to overclock the hell out of this because it's very, very low power. In idle, it uses less than 20 watts.
Wow.
Idle.
The 6870. Yeah.
6870. Jeez.
Well, that's nice.
So that's the same as the 5870. Right?
No, it never reached
5870 was 19.
No, this is, well.
What's the high end at like max load on this thing?
Max, I don't know the exact number, but it's not particularly high.
It was like 180 or something on the
460. It's only two 6-pin required.
Okay, well, that's the same as the.
Yeah, same as the 5850. Yeah. And 1 6-pin for the 6850.
So you'd be getting the same kind of performance, but your PC sounds less like a leaf blower? Because that is a value to me.
No,
at full speed, it's always going to sound like a leaf blower.
So from a decision-making purchase, what matters is if you were in the market for 5850, you're buying a 6870.
Or maybe if you're in the market for 5870, you're buying an overclocked 6870.
Then what's the point in even having both SKUs? Why even have the two
products? Well, the 5850 will go away.
5850 will go away. They are keeping, I think, the 5770 because people love it. It's like really cheap under 450.
Yeah, it's the GeForce Ti 4200 of this generation.
Oh, yeah, love that thing.
It's a good card.
Yes.
Oh man, that's right up there with the Celeron 300A.
Also, the 8800 GT.
Yeah,
8800 GT.
Until they all started exploding. Yeah,
sometimes shit explodes, Brad. Yeah. I think that it's super skeezy to take the naming scheme and name the new mid-range product with the
That's terrible. I don't like
it's
that.
It's really bad.
That is a marketing boondoggle.
I always assume that the big leap was the first digit and the incremental leaps were the subsequent digit.
Well, not only that, but when they announce products, you would assume they always launch new architecture with the highest high end.
Right. Well, because what's going to happen is they're going to say, hey guys, we're selling the GT – we're sorry – they're not going to say GT because that's NVIDIA. They're going to say, hey, guys, we're selling the Radeon 6870. It's only $250. We're like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Cheap upgrade.
Regardless what the full spectrum of the initial offering is, it's very misleading to the consumer. You know?
Yeah. Is it intentionally misleading where they just bump the digit up to a 6 like, and people go, oh, that one must be more powerful?
It reminds me, forgive this archaic example. I've kind of stopped paying attention to video cards for a few years, but speaking of the GeForce 4, when they rolled out the GeForce 4 MXs that were actually like
really
modified GeForce 2s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And called it a GeForce 4. And like people would go to Best Buy and see these things and say, oh, GeForce 4.
Well, this isn't the same as that because that was actually using old generation hardware and a new generation name.
It's not quite as egregious, but it's.
It's wrong in exactly the opposite way. Because now they're using the old generation name with the new generation hardware, but the new generation mid-range instead of the new generation high.
I mean,
that product exist?
You're still not going to get the level of performance that the name implies based on what you're used to.
Yeah, and if you have a 5870 now and you upgrade to a 6870, I just air-quoted that upgrade,
LX
you're going to be pissed because it's going to be slower.
Because it's not actually an upgrade at all, right?
It's a fucking downgrade.
You put LX on the end of something and it sounds better. They don't tell you that it actually stands for less extreme.
Right, exactly. Okay, so takeaway is seems like a pretty good mid-range card.
It is a fine mid-range card. They do have some enhancements to AF and AA. They have now morphological anti-aliasing, which does aliasing not only in the raster in the polygons, but also in textures.
That's kind of interesting.
And then the AF is better, so the gradients are smoother, and you get less of the crazy like. Cutoffs and transitions.
Great.
Otherwise, it is a fine DX11 card or Civ5 benchmarks.
And it's fast enough you can actually run DX11 games with DX11 on.
No game is really. I mean, the numbers are all so. I mean, Civ5 is the the Game Breaker right now, but only on a 30-inch monitor. And really, that's only if you don't have enough video memory. And both of these have a gig, I think.
Okay. So full write-up will be on the site by the time you hear this.
Yes.
You might have already read it. With benchmarks and the whole nine yards. Yeah. If you want to know more, read that. And I'm sure other people will have coverage too. And we'll probably link to some of that
as well. This doesn't sound like it shakes up the video card wars very much at all.
Well, people are going to think it shakes up the video card wars, but it's not going to do shit.
I mean, if you think about AMD's perspective, they have their 5800 series sold, or the 5000 series sold incredibly well. And they are in DX11 and even DXN terms, they are leading. You know, they have more market share than NVIDIA. Because Fermi took so long to get out. It makes perfect sense for them to do it aside from the renaming scheme.
Well, it seems to me like NVIDIA had all that bad press with all the Fermi stuff. It seems like the 460 is their first kind of success story in a while.
It was still pretty crazy late.
And do you think that they're introducing this mid-range part first to target that thing?
Yeah, I'm sure. Absolutely a target of the 460. Okay. All their comparisons in their slides are all, hey, look at this versus the 460.
It favorably compares on every level.
But couldn't they have made the argument about the 5850 if you're saying it's basically the same card?
Well, this will be a little bit faster than the
5850. Oh, I take it back. There are also other like physical changes. So they're also pushing iFinity a lot now. Like
the weird multi-monitor thing?
Not 3D, because like no matter how much they try to sell me on 3D, I don't give a care. I don't give a fuck. Multi-monitor.
Jeez, Norm, how do you really feel?
I like how you went from the G-rated to the X-rated version of that comment.
It was an R. I mean, that was an R.
Let me ask you a question, because I had this conversation with Will the other day. If you were in the market for a new HD TV tomorrow,
yes,
would you be looking at 3D, or would you not care at all?
I would want one that had – all HD monitors are 3D compatible. I would be looking for a 120 hertz monitor.
No, I mean television.
What Norm is saying is with a 120 or 240 hertz monitor, you can buy the glasses and the receiver.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy the glasses in store, but all 120 hertz monitors are compatible. The only thing that don't are DLPs that need a special plug to sync it. But I wouldn't be buying a DLP today.
Okay.
So the outputs on the card, do you remember the 5800 series? They had two DVIs, one display port, and one HDMI, but there are some trickery things where you can only do three monitors, but you had to use like
one of them had to be DisplayPort
and one had HDMI, right? You couldn't use both the DVIs. Now this one, all across all the lines, standard two DVIs, one HDMI, and two DisplayPorts. The two DisplayPorts you can actually split out into six monitors just using DisplayPorts, because the DisplayPort 1.2. So the bandwidth on that port is, I mean, they're betting heavily on DisplayPort.
Well, DisplayPort seems to be the way the computer monitors are going.
Yeah.
Just because the costs are lower for the monitor manufacturers.
And remember, if you're a 3D monitor kind of guy, you can't get that on NVIDIA with a single card. You need two cards for existing models.
Right.
I'm feeling worse and worse about owning an NVIDIA product here.
I just shrug.
What do I do?
You can CUDA.
What do I do?
Yeah, you got CUDA. Play Batman Arkham Asylum, dude.
You can see the cobwebs.
Yeah, all the ragdoll physics and stuff. Yeah. Who has the edge right now? In the big picture of the video card wars, who's winning?
NVIDIA has the faster single card part right now with the GTX 480.
More power heavy, though.
That's more powerful than the 5970?
Well,
it's more powerful. 5970 is dual GPU. So single GPU on one board.
Right.
The GTX 480, the big highest one, is in 70% of the tests better than the 5870 1 gigabyte, but also hotter.
It uses a boatload more power, generates a lot more heat. It doesn't get as cool at idle, which I think is almost as important as how well because the thing is, we're in a situation now where a single 5870 will drive pretty much anything you do unless you have a 30-inch panel. And even if you have a 30-inch panel, you're probably okay. You know, at that point, you start looking at power and stuff like that. The other thing is the ATI parts, they can make in massive quantities. The reason that you don't see a ton of NVIDIA stuff in Dells and even Apple and the Mac Pro moved away from NVIDIA is because the yields that NVIDIA is getting on these parts is not sufficient to sell anything more than a small number of cards to retails and boutiques and stuff like that.
Is it because of the manufacturing process or something?
It's because it has a billion transistors. Huh. It is a fucking huge – I mean, it is literally a chip that is – it's twice as big as anything I've seen in a long time.
Just physical dimension. So when you're talking about a big wafer, you know,
You get fewer dies out of it. Yeah. There's a larger chance of something failing inside the die. And they just, I mean, they're having problems.
They didn't have a great design.
They took a gamble that the process technology would improve to the point that they'd be able to make this crazy big chip 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and they started designing it. And the process technology stalled, and they're fucked, basically,
but they,
for this generation.
Theoretically, will be one step ahead in next gen.
Right.
When they have better 32 nanometer
right.
boards.
I mean, AMD took the other approach and designed a more conservative but more modular design so that they can turn off bits and pieces of that chip and sell it as a lower end chip. And their plan was to add more GPUs as necessary. But it turns out since Crysis didn't sell particularly well and people stopped doing AAA PC development and everybody's just running Xbox ports, there's not a whole lot of need for massive next-gen graphics beyond 2560 by 1600.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to me that I got that 460, which is by definition a mid-range card, right?
Yeah.
And that thing runs every game that's come out since I got
it. Well, on a 22-inch panel, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, 1680 by 1050, you know, that's not a tiny resolution.
Yeah, but
that's
an eighth of the number of pixels on a 2560 panel.
Let me put it this way. I hooked it up to my 1080p TV and played a bunch of games in 1080p and rock solid 60 frames a second on every game on a mid-range card.
That's the thing.
Right,
I mean, it seems like as much as we love to talk about the high-end stats because that's sexy, right? The raw power of it all. As Brad just said, at the top end, we've got a power surplus, right? Mm-hmm. These high-end cards are powerful enough to run everything and a ton more besides. So that's good for future-proofing. But if you just want something for today, then it seems like the price and the mid-range stuff is where the battle's really being fought.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at I think it's 2.5 times as many pixels on a 2560 panel as on a 1920 by 1200 panel. So, I mean, more pixels means more work for the video card. But what they're really designing these high-end graphics cards for isn't for PC gaming. You know, the battle for the next generation of consoles is on.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Can of worms has been opened.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shit has just gotten real.
Oh, no.
It's a good thing Jeff and Ryan aren't here. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, these chips that are being designed right now, if the new consoles are 3 years off, it's going to be variants of Northern Lights and whatever the next NVIDIA part is.
That's this chip, right?
That's this chip.
6000
yeah.
series.
So that's what NVIDIA and ATI are really doing is maneuvering to be in the next Xbox and the next PlayStation. Is that the deal?
Or which? I mean, I'm sure those deals are done.
We are looking at the beginnings of a new console.
Right. Skynet was just born.
There's your like attention grabbing blog headline.
Yeah,
you know, like this thing is the heart of the next Xbox.
If we were Gizmodo, that's totally what we would write this as.
Burn.
Yeah, so I mean that's the thing. That's the reason they're continuing to push on this, even though there's no gaming need for crazy high-end graphics right now on the PC. And you're helping to fund that development by buying high-end video cards.
So 3 years, you think?
My bet is I don't think they can do it in less than
2013.
I think we'll see new consoles next year at E3 or the year after at the absolute latest.
Well,
which is exactly 10 years.
How many years has it been?
After.
Yeah, because it's already been the long.
This holiday is 5 years since the Xbox.
Right.
So 4 years since the other two.
Is it only five since the 360?
Yep. Right. 05. November 05 is when it launched.
I would be stunned if Sony lets Microsoft get a year head start.
Oh, God.
Again.
Yeah, that was ruinous.
Yeah.
They lost the lead. Completely fucked them.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, they both lost the lead to Waggle. But
Waggle always wins. Yeah. You can't beat Waggle, Brad.
But I mean, the 360 was announced and released in the same year. Don't forget.
So. No, I know. Yeah, it was crazy.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
GDC, not really. 1990, oh, no, okay, you're right. 360. I'm thinking original Xbox.
So I keep looking at Kinect as something that's meant to extend the life of this generation, but maybe it's going to overlap into the next one, like to take your Kinect and it'll get plugged into the new Xbox just as well, right?
No, well, it seems like if it takes off, it becomes the basis of the next console.
Right.
And if it fails, what do they do? Just sweep under the rug.
A console with no controllers out of the box. You buy controllers separately.
Ugh. Yeah. Ugh. Full body Waggle.
No, thanks.
Okay, so that wraps up this special edition of This Is Only a Test. Thanks, Brad and Norm and Gary. And we hope you guys enjoyed this. And if you like it, let us know. We'll do it again at some point in the future, the distant future. I'm going to go get some lunch, guys.
Lunch.
Oh, wait, I got to play music. Hold on.
Hi there, I didn't see you.
Tested.
Awesome. Sometimes we do stuff that's just dumb.
Tested.